Raising the minimum wage is likely to be a top issue in the next legislative session, if not sooner. Governor Cuomo says he'll push for a bill to raise the rate to $15 an hour over the next few years. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says he's on board. In fact, he says Assembly Democrats actually proposed the increase before Cuomo did, early in 2015.
We've been pushing for $15 minimum wage since the early onset of session and discussions around the budget, and we'll see where it goes.
At the time, the governor said raising the minimum wage to $15 was politically unrealistic, but he has since convened a wage board to raise fast food workers' pay to that amount over the next several years. Speaker Hastie, a Bronx native who started his job in February after the former speaker was arrested on corruption charges, is continuing on an ongoing tour of upstate areas. He visited the walkway over the Hudson River in Poughkeepsie, along an old railway bridge, which he called a beautiful sight. Coincidentally, Senate Leader John Flanagan was also on the walkway enjoying the views and meeting with local Republican officials. Flanagan, a Long Islander, began his tenure in May after the former Senate leader was also arrested for corruption. Senator Flanagan wants to hold hearings on the minimum wage before making any commitments.
I expect there's going to be full public input, which is really important because there's a lot of components to this that are going to make a significant difference in every community across the state of New York.
GOP senators have been opposed to the idea in the past, saying they recently voted to increase the state's minimum wage, and that phase-in is still ongoing. Governor Cuomo, speaking at the state's annual business council meeting a few weeks ago, proposed trading some business tax cuts in exchange for the minimum wage increase.
Are there state tax cuts for business that can help offset the cost of the minimum wage? Because you could wind up with a win-win here.
Senator Flanagan says he's in favor of more business tax cuts, but he thinks they should not be linked to an agreement on further raising the minimum wage.
It's very simple and very productive to have a full-blown separate discussion on not only tax credits, workers' compensation, unemployment insurance, burdensome regulations, all things that affect business.
Lawmakers will also have to address an agreement between the state and the city of New York to fund the MTA. The state will contribute $8.3 billion over the next few years. Upstate lawmakers have called for similar spending on roads and bridges. Speaker Hastie says he'll consider it.
I think we will absolutely support it. It's been very clear that this is a large and diverse state, and every part of the state deserves its equity.
Governor Cuomo has talked about borrowing the money to pay for the state's share of the MTA funding, but Senator Flanagan says he's not in favor of that.
Borrowing is not a good idea. It should be pay-as-you-go. The more jobs we create, the more money we generate for the state of New York. That'll promote economic development.
2016 will be an election year for all members of the legislature, and Senate Republicans currently hold a slim majority in that House. But Flanagan says he'll try to keep that out of the legislative session, at least as much as possible.
Between January and the end of session, people expect that we're going to govern. They don't want histrionics. They don't want hyperbole. They want results.
He says the politics will come later. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.